كثيرة هي المزارع مترامية الأطراف في أستراليا، مزارع يجد أصحابها صعوبة في إيجاد القوى العاملة لتفلح وتحصد وتهتم بالمحاصيل. ومع اختلاف أسعار البذور والمواد الكيماوية، تأتي الحاجة لإيجاد حلول لمساعدة هذه الشريحة المهمة من المجتمع. فلولا جهود المزارعين لما فاضت موائدنا بالخضار والفواكه من جميع الأصناف والألوان اللذيذة. تعرفوا معنا على اختراع جديد يساعد المزارعين في عملهم ويجنبهم مضار المواد الكيماوية، وذلك مع البروفيسور صلاح سكرية.
At the University of Sydney we do work in an area called field robotics, which is about building robots that work outdoors 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And some of our latest work has been, for example, in the agriculture area. So we build robotic systems that can help farmers on their farm grow their crops. Most of our robotics work is to help farmers reduce the amount of chemicals they use on the farm and also to improve the productivity, so how many crops they can grow on the farm. The problem that farmers have is they find it very hard to find labor. It's a very big country, there's lots of farms, and not many people want to work on the farm. So they find it very hard to find labor. The cost of chemicals are rising, and because of climate change and the effect on the weather, that's also changing the way they grow their crops, which is also making it very hard. So what they're looking for is, are there technologies such as robotics that can help them on the farm?
البروفيسور صلاح سكرية حصل على جائزة يوريكا للعلوم لعام 2017. عمل البروفيسور سكرية على عدة بحوث في مجال استخدام التكنولوجيا والروبوتات كي تخدم الإنسان وتسهل عليه الحياة، ومنها مثلا الطائرات بدون طيار للكشف عن أماكن الزراعة المناسبة ومراقبة التغيرات البيئية.
There's different levels. What they call here drones. So a plane that doesn't have a pilot on board. A lot of it's used in environmental monitoring. So flying over large areas, collecting data about what's happening in the environment, doing things like tracking animals, seeing how the vegetation is changing, and the landscape is changing, and using that to help people on the ground to better the environment. From those projects, we learnt a lot about how to make these planes fly more efficiently. So we had a program with Qantas over the last 5 years to redo the flight planning system on Qantas so that it can fly more optimal routes and save on fuel between two points, especially when these airlines fly over large ocean spaces. They fly in, and they can choose which path they want to take depending on the weather and the wind. And what we were able to do was find the right paths using special algorithms to find the right paths that allows them to know where they go between points A and point B and save on fuel costs.
البروفيسور صلاح سكرية أب لأربعة أطفال، بدأ العمل في مجال الأبحاث والعلوم منذ 20 عاماً. أما عن اهتمامه في الأمور البيئية والربط بين التكنولوجيا والبيئة فنابع من اهتمامه بدعم كل العاملين في مجال البيئة والحفاظ على هذا الكوكب الجميل.
I think I have a lot of interest in the environment. I think we're going to a very important part of our lives on this planet, where we're making decisions that are affecting the long-term prospects of the planet. We're seeing this in climate change. We're seeing this in the choices that we make around where we get our energy from and how we use our energy. And so it's a very, very important aspect of the human race that we have to understand, and it's sometimes ignored, but we have to kind of understand it a little bit more. And in my role, I try to look at how I can use technology to be able to support that understanding and gain that knowledge, and also be able to do things such as support people who are working in environmental awareness as well as in agriculture.
إذا أردنا أن يعيش أبنائنا حياة سعيدة على هذا الكوكب الجميل، فلا بد من أن نحب ما نعمل وأن نعمل من أجل هذا الكوكب كما يقول بروفيسور سكرية.
محلاها عشت الفلاح متطامن قلبه مرتاح
هذا التقرير كان من إعداد ديالة العزة.